Okay, this is second hour of processing on February 11, 1954. I won't need a note. Now, the essence of the machine, of course, is its repetitiveness. But there is another essence to any such machine which really compares with repetitiveness, and that, of course, is simply resist all effects. A machine must resist all effects. So right away, let's without worrying about that or having been evaluated about it, let's take a look at this manifestation of certainty about no change. Now, let's see way out someplace you can and anything there now that is going to resist all effects. Got something there that will resist all effects? Good. Let's set that aside and get something else that will resist all effects. Now, let's set that aside and resist all effects. To resist, get something else to resist all effects. Now, let's be this thing that's resisting all effects. Any one of these that you've gotten, let's be it. And be the qualities of it. And get what you'd really have to do now to continue this quality of resisting all effects. Now ask yourself, effects of what? What effects particularly? Get very selective now. Instead of all, it's just like, what particular effects must we resist to be this thing? All right, now let's make those things occur and resist them. Do that rapidly, make the effect occur and resist it. At least make it come towards you and resist it. Just a degree of alertness necessary now to resist all that. Okay, now let's throw that away and be the mesh universe and resist all effects. Set that aside and do it again. Set that aside and do it again. set it aside and be the mess universe and resist all effects again. Now set that aside and be the mess universe, and now resist all possible impulses coming from a Satan. Set it aside and do it again. Set it aside and do it again. Set it aside and do it again. All right, set that aside and be the mess universe and sort out your goals. What are your goals? Oh, set that aside now and be the mess universe once more and sort your goals out. And set that aside and be the mess universe and sort out your goals with regard to a Satan. Set that aside and do it again. Throw it away and do it again. Throw it away and do it again. Okay. Be up above Phoenix and mock up something going in and out of a building or a piece of rock. Do it a lot of times. Okay. Now, let's mock up the person who is the most antipathetic to your beingness. We've all got a favorite goat. Let's pick out this goat. And let's start this person, mock them up, start this person going in one direction, and then stop them. Start them going in another direction, then stop them. Start them going in another direction, then stop them. And continue this up as an exercise. The markup fades up, put another one back. All right. Now, set that aside. And if getting a markup of this person was a little bit difficult, why, let's mark him up changed in some way or another. And then change him again, and change him again, and change him again, and change him again, just in appearance or characteristic in some fashion. No matter how slight the change is. Set that aside, mark them up again, and get them moving in various directions. Start them and stop them. Start them and stop them. Put barriers in front of them and stop them. And start them in a new direction and put another barrier in front of them and stop them. Okay, let's set that person aside now and mock up some possession of this person and start it and stop it in various directions. Now change it. Change it some more, change it again, change it again. Okay. Now mark up this person again. Throw that away. Mark up this person again. And change this person a few times. Some article. Even place of residence. Some change. Okay, now let's mark up this person and start this person going and put a barricade in front of them and stop them. And start them going again and drop another barricade in front of them and stop them. Continue that as an exercise. Okay, set that person aside. Let's get another person. And start and stop this person. Set that person aside. And now let's take any person. Mock up any person you can get a good mock up of. And start and stop this person by booting him ahead and dropping a barrier in front of him. And booting him ahead and dropping a barrier in front of him. Set that aside and get a mock-up of any person. And change the mock-up. Change it several times. Okay, set that person aside and get another mock-up of a person. And start this person going in one direction and then drop something in front of them, stop them, and start them going and drop something in front of them, stop them again. Go on with that exercise. Okay, set that aside and get the mock-up of any other person. And start and stop this person similarly. Okay, now I'll get a mock-up of any other person and change this mock-up several times. Okay, set that person aside, get a mock-up of another person, old or young. And similarly, of course. Okay, set that person aside. Now see if you can get a mock-up of your own body. And start it and stop it. Even if you have to take a pin to it. Start it. Throw up a barrier and stop it. Start and stop it. Start and stop it. Start and stop it. Fades or does something like that, put another mark up there. Okay, do it again. Now, duplicate any automaticities which have occurred during this processing of these people. Duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it. If any automaticity has occurred, any sudden uncontrollability, duplicate it many times. All right. Now, mark up your own body and make it flip-flop with great franticity. Set that aside, make your body flip-flop real good now in a very public, embarrassing place. Now set that aside and rig up this incident so it's even much more embarrassing and make your body flip-flop and do something obsessively, completely out of your control in a very, very public place. do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Set it aside and do it again. This time, get more artistic about it. Set it aside and do it again. And again. This time, get it doing it uncontrollably. Set aside. Now, let's get something else there. It would be terrifically embarrassing if it happened. Terrifically embarrassing. And make the body go right straight through it and do it in its most embarrassing fashion. Do it again. Okay, now just mark up your body and have it flip-flop and then stop it from flip-flopping. And then make it flip-flop and stop it from flip-flopping. Do that several times. Okay. Now, throw that aside. And now look around, and whatever you see, duplicate it. And duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it many, many times. Now find the most certain thing about your condition. The most certain thing about your condition. And duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it. Many times. More times. Now pick out the thing which you could most certainly be earlier in today's processing, or anything which you can be with great certainty, and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it and duplicate it. Let's get lots of duplicates of it. So many more do, Professor. Now pull them all together. Okay, throw them away, do something with them. All right, now mark up your body. Get your body and get you as a dot of light, a Satan, going in and out of the head, a yo-yo effect, and being very embarrassed in front of people if you can't do this just right, but you keep yo-yoing in and out, in and out. Get how embarrassing this is to your body. How embarrassing this is to you. Okay, throw that aside and give me some places where you were not. Some more places where you're not. Now mock up yourself as you would like to have yourself. And do it again and again and again and again and again. Okay. Give me some more places where you were not. And give me a series of particles, two or more, that you don't have to hold apart. And now a series of particles, two or more, that you don't have to hold together. Okay. Now be up above Phoenix and make things unfall from the surface of Earth into the sky. All kinds of things. Make them unfall. Make them fly from the surface of Earth into the sky. Lots of them. Now I'll get one of them and tie a ribbon on it. Okay, do what you please with all those now. And let's mark up a cube space, cube space, and grant prediction to it. And another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. Lots of cubes of space. All right. Throw those away. And now let's get cubes of space now and grant non-prediction to them. More of them. More of them. All right, do what you please with those, or what you can. And get cubes of space and grant prediction to them. Okay, now let's get cubes of space and grant non-prediction to them. Put it there, then grant non-prediction. Okay, now let's just take person after person at random, and two or three times for each person, mock them up and grant prediction to them. Walk up each one two or three times. Okay, now let's do this to people and grant non-prediction to them. Now let's take some cubes of blackness and grant non-prediction to them. One after the other. Thank you.
Okay, some cubes of whiteness and grant non-prediction to them. Now some planets and grant non-prediction to them. And some suns and grant non-prediction to them. And now some cubes of blackness and grant prediction to them. And some cubes of whiteness and grant prediction to them. And some planets and grant prediction to them. And some suns and grant prediction to them. Okay, throw those away, or dispose of them as you will, and mock up your body and grant some prediction to it. And repeat that, duplicate it many times. Now, mark up your body and grant non-prediction to it. Now grant prediction to it. Okay, set that aside. Now mock up somebody else and have this person grant prediction to you. And set them aside and have them do it again. Set them aside and do it again. Set them aside and do it again. Get another person. Do it some more. right. Now let's get somebody and have them grant non-prediction to you. Duplicate it many times. Okay. Another person. Have this person grant non-prediction to you. Many times. All right, put that aside and get a book and grant prediction to it. And a whole bunch of books, one after the other, and grant prediction to each one. Let's grant non-prediction to them now. Okay. Now let's grant prediction to a number of books. Now let's grant non-prediction to a number of motion pictures. Now let's grant prediction to a number of motion pictures. Okay, prediction now to a number of textbooks. non-prediction to a number of textbooks. Okay, let's be up above Phoenix somewhere and find some places where you're not. Now, let's mark ourselves up as something which has to be stopped by an exterior agency. Move aside, do it again. Something that has to be stopped. Many times. Ourselves up as something that has to be started. Set it aside and do it again. Okay, now let's mark ourselves up as something that has to be changed. Continue to duplicate. Okay. Now again, it's something that has to be stopped. Set it aside and do it again. Okay, now mark ourselves up as something that has to be started. Okay, Now let's lock ourselves up as something that must be changed. I'm set it aside and do it again, set it aside and do it again. Okay, you do that. Okay, now let's mark ourselves up as something which can only operate on attention from outside agencies. Set it aside and do it again. Set it aside and do it again. Okay. Now let's lock ourselves up as a communication machine. Get the amount of tension necessary to operate. Set it aside and do it again, and set it aside and do it again, and set it aside and do it again. Do it again, a communication machine, and the amount of attention necessary to operate. Many times. Okay. Now let's find some places where you're not. And some things you're not being at the moment. And some places where you don't have to arrive. And a series of particles you're not trying to hold apart. And a series you're not trying to hold together. And a series of particles somebody else isn't holding apart. A specific person. And a series of particles somebody else, a specific person, is not trying to hold together. And now some things which you don't need energy for at this second. And some people you are not at this moment under arrest for having killed. And some things which are very serious. And some more things that are very serious. Some more things that are very serious. I'll get one with certainty. Now let's get some cats that are not at this moment pretending they are you. And some mountains that are not known by your name. I'll get one at least. And some horses that are not eating spinach. and a logical reason, completely logical reason. That's all, just a logical reason. More logical reason. Now mark up your body, laughing and getting shot. Set it aside. Mark up your body, laughing and being shot for it. Many times, over and over. Now have it being ground to fine powder just because it laughed. Now be the mess universe and inhibit all laughter. Okay, be your favorite machine. Now be the machine that nobody must touch.